Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a great start, middle or end of your day. Just going to jump in straight away and talk about the markets because we're finally getting a decent bit of a pullback. And I've got to say, I'm actually quite excited about this. I've been waiting for quite some time. And of course, what I love to see is nice cyclicity in trends. And when I talk about nice cyclicity in trends, what I'm actually talking about is I like to see the market make higher highs and higher lows, if we're uptrending, of course, and lower highs and lower lows if we're downtrending. Now, the fact of the matter is that Bitcoin, when it takes off, you know, it's all good. It's great, excellent, woohoo, we're happy. The only issue that I have with that is if it doesn't have that nice cycle trend where it pulls back into the averages and moves away and pulls back in and moves away. And look, to be honest with you, since we saw the reversal of the trend, which was back as we broke up through the exact level was, what have we got here? 683, nice. I call it 650 just to make it nice and easy. As we broke up through 6,500, we just shot up, right? We shot up. Then we consolidated for a little while. Then we shot up again. And now, you know, we pulled back into 8,000-ish or just below 8,000, around 7,800. And now we're pulling back to 7,700 as we stand right now. The issue that I had is that we didn't actually have a nice, clear, higher low. So we had a consolidation. And yes, you know, it did break up and the momentum maintained to the bulls. And it did look strong. And it still does look strong. The only issue that I had was that it didn't have that clear, concise, higher low. And of course, as we broke up through 6,800, I was just hanging out, just going, look, I really want to see a pullback for an entry. That was what I was looking for. Now, we just didn't get it. Didn't get a breakout trade. Haven't had any opportunity, in my view, to actually enter in trades here. Now, of course, I do hold Bitcoin, and you know, I'm very happy when Bitcoin goes up, but I'm much, much more happy when the participation of my clients and myself included can get in on Bitcoin to trade it to the upside as well. So not only are our investments going well, but our trades are also going well too. So it's really, really cool seeing what's going on here. I'm looking at it on the daily, and you know, people might say, is that a lower high? I'm not calling that a lower high. No, it's not clear, concise enough. Absolutely not. If you look at it on the mid-time frames, yeah, you know, the four-hour, for example, does have a lower high and lower low. I'm not concerned about this at all. If we look at the one-day, and I did my scan yesterday with my members, as I do every day, and I was talking about the two-day, how we were still quite overextended and it looked likely to have a pullback, and we were hoping to get a pullback. Well, that pullback is in motion right now, and if you have a look at the two-day chart, you'll actually see what I'm talking about. There was no clear pullback, and I'm very, very excited about this pullback right now. So what does it mean? Are people going to be throwing their toys out of the pram and saying the bears are back? Oh, no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that there will be people that are, you know, having a little hissy fit and going nuts about all sorts of different things. But look, at the end of the day, this is just a clear market cycle. It looks very, very good. You know, if I got a small bullish candle on the daily over the next couple of days, there's a fairly high probability that I would trade that. Great convergence on the daily. Great trend and convergence on the two-day. The one-week chart is also looking much, much better. And if we go to the monthly chart, well, that is about to close in an hour and 30 minutes, okay? An hour and 30 minutes from as I speak to you right now, the monthly candle is going to close. And we have a bullish candle in that cradle zone on that monthly time frame. So I suggest you go out and get some perspective. Have a look at your charts on the monthly time frame. It opens up a huge amount of information that you may not have seen presented to you in the past. It gives you, especially because, you know, we are now at the, where are we? Are we at the start of the new month yet? I need to remind myself, yes, the 1st of August is today. So it is a good time to go through and do your monthly scans. Get that perspective, guys, because, you know, in trading, we've got to keep our head in the game. We've got to make sure we manage our risk. And to help with that, there is perspective. You know, when we're looking at a 5-minute chart or a 15-minute chart, it's very easy to get caught up in what's going on in that short time frame. You know, if you look at the chart right now and say a 5-minute chart, it will look like the sky's falling. It's just, you know, it's been a big fall. It looks really, really wild on a 5-minute chart. But then you zoom out to a daily and you go, well, hang on, that's no big deal. So keep your mind in check. Keep waiting and looking for opportunities, because this is what I've been waiting for a long time. I've been waiting for this pullback. I really, honestly love that 2-day chart. I'll be keeping a very close eye on Bitcoin today and for the next couple of days leading into the end of the week to see if I do get any trading opportunities. The rest of the market across the board, Ethereum, look, it's down as well, down 5.4%. Slightly less than Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash also down. EOS, now this is an interesting one. Its trend's starting to get a nice little move on now. It's wriggling on quite nicely. That downtrend is back in play. Cardano also starting to look like it's having a bit of a run to the downside, as are many of these alts. Now, NEO is one that I was looking at for a breakout. It did break down. I did not get an entry, but now that we do see some very good momentum on NEO and it's broken through a level of support, I will be keeping a close eye for trades there and just making sure I monitor what's going on there. Also, IOTA, you need to have a look at that on the daily chart. Look at the support that is there. Same with Ripple and Litecoin also coming towards some level of support. So, am I worried? Not at all. I'm very, very much waiting in anticipation for an entry onto Bitcoin. I haven't got it yet. I haven't had it since this trend changed. I've been waiting very patiently. We've got close a couple of times, but then it's been undone. So, guys, keep your head to the ground, be patient, and let's see what comes in the next couple of days. Cheers, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.